Welcome to another PI World podcast. This is an audio-only version offered as another way to enjoy our great content. A full video version can be seen on piworld.co.uk, where you can find many more videos of interest to investors. I'm here today with TPX Impact Holdings CEO and co-founder Neil Gandhi and CFO and co-founder Oliver Rigby to learn more about the half one 2022 results. Neil, could you provide us with an overview of the first half?
It's been an amazing period of strong growth for us. We've continued to deliver impactful change to organisations across the public sector, not-for-profit and commercial sectors, really strong organic growth, which Ollie will cover off in a little while. But not only great financial progress, but we've signed £54 million worth of new contracts during the period, hugely up on the previous year. We've signed five contracts worth more than £3 million versus four contracts worth more than £3 million in the whole of the previous financial year. We've moved into new sectors. We've gone into utilities. We strengthened our position in healthcare. We've gone into the pharmaceutical sector through the acquisition of Nudge Digital. We've had 103 new starters join us, which is just amazing. And that's on top of the 20 full-time employees that came to us from Nudge. And last but not least, we started the consolidation of associated group businesses under the single TPX Impact brand, paving the way for targeting larger projects and a period of continued accelerated growth.
Ollie, can you talk us through some of the progress you've made against your financial and impact vision?
Yeah, I'd love to. We've delivered another very strong financial performance with substantial organic like-for-like growth. Revenue is up 77% to £37.5 million, with particularly pleasing organic like-for-like growth of 21%, significantly ahead of our previously stated target of 10 to 15%. Adjusted EBITDA increased 83% to £5.3 million from £2.9 million in H1 FY21. We achieved our first statutory profit in a reported period, although we continue to believe that an adjusted profit after tax measure, which was £4.4 million, is more representative of our underlying performance. Cash conversion was at 118% and cash at bank was £8.4 million as at 30th of September 2021, with adjusted net debt of £4.7 million, improving £2.6 million from £7.3 million at 31st of March. We're pleased to declare an interim dividend of 0.3 pence per share for H1 FY22, up 50% on prior year. Alongside this, we've made further progress against our impact goals. Some of the key highlights in the first half include launching employee resource groups, ERGs, for women, the LGBTQI community, and the Origins Group, representing ethnic minority employees. We achieved social value quality mark level one, and we launched a board mentorship scheme. So it's great to see us continue to deliver both on our impact and financial ambitions.
And Neil, how have you progressed against your growth strategy?
We've made great strides forward against many of our strategic goals, extending our reach into key markets and investing for further long-term growth. In particular, we've made significant progress in our four key markets and entered into a series of new verticals. The UK public sector now accounts for 74% of revenue. In particular, healthcare has emerged as an exciting opportunity. Progress is reflected in key contract wins, including NHS Blood and Transport Authority, NHS Business Services Authority, NHS Digital, NHSX, and some other key health sector contracts as well. We've made significant strides in other sectors, including utilities and pharmaceuticals. And for example, we've made one significant win in the utility sector worth up to £10 million over 5 years. We've continued to execute on our acquisitive strategy. We've acquired Nudge Digital for £5 million, enhancing our reach into key vertical markets, particularly pharmaceuticals, and that's proven to be very successful so far. Our acquisition pipeline remains strong, and we're looking at a number of opportunities at the moment, particularly with a focus on data analytics and machine learning. In terms of building out our team, we've stated now that we aim to create 500 jobs by 2025. That's in addition to the 103 new starters that we brought on board during half one alone, plus 20 new employees that came to us through the acquisition of Nudge Digital. We continue to invest for growth, following investment into our new conversational AI SaaS product, Open Dialogue, which we launched in August. We've already seen early signs of success with numerous globally significant organisations showing interest.
In September, you announced the consolidation of your businesses under the brand TPX Impact. What were the reasons and how's it going?
Well, the key reasons were the market opportunity that's in front of us. You know, we saw all of our companies operating closely together with a spirit of collaboration. But the reality is those sub-markets that we sell into, central government, local government, health, not-for-profit, higher education and other associated public services markets, we saw the opportunity to really bring our sales organizations together, to bring our marketing together, to really extend the reach of our brand. And so far, it's going incredibly well. There's already been government frameworks that we've been able to bid for that we wouldn't have been able to bid for before if it had remained as a family of brands as we were operating before. So early signs of success are there. The management team has been announced and is coming together right now and really in that forming stage. And we're really excited as we really relaunch the company. We see this as the next phase of growth for us. And we're really looking forward to what comes next.
And what's the current market opportunity?
The market opportunity in public sector is for the software and IT services market to reach £14.3 billion in the UK by 2024. And that's without talking about the commercial sector, which obviously is 26% of our revenue and represents a huge growth opportunity for us. But the real story in the public sector revenues is that shift from heritage to new. This is old legacy technology versus new agile cloud-based technologies, which is where we spend all of our time and where 100% of our focus is. That sector is expected to cross and become the majority, 51% by 2023, growing to 57% by 2024. This is a long-term, decade-long or more transition that we're in, moving from legacy technologies towards modern cloud-based technologies.
Thank you, Neil. And what's your outlook for the second half and beyond?
We come into the half with a sales backlog of £34.6 million, which is actually as a percentage of our target for the year, for the remainder of the year, is a record for us. It's up 98% on a year-on-year basis. As part of our growth strategy, we continue to identify further acquisitions. We've got a really strong M&A pipeline. From a brand and consolidation perspective, we have some great plans in the half to really bring all of that messaging together and help us to present ourselves to the market as a unified single entity. And I think we expect to see continued strong organic growth as a consequence of that. And then beyond the half too, looking towards 2025, we reiterate our long-term commercial plan of reaching 200 million run rate revenue by March of 25. We're confident in delivering that as well. Really excited about the future.
PI World videos and podcasts are for general information and interest. They do not constitute any kind of recommendation or inducement to buy shares of any company. PI World is not offering any kind of financial advice, and nothing in our material should be taken as such.